humble obeisances to the Lord feet of my spiritual master, Om Vishnu Parashishma Sati Prajnan Kisho Goswami Sahib. And the same in the Lord feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Parashishma Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. So much thanks to you all devotees coming from far away, from California, from Asia, from Costa Rica, from Australia, Hawaii, Panama, from Miami. Philippines also.
Guatemala.
So I'm very happy to meet you all. I want to speak anything in the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and in the guidance of Rupa Raghunath Sanatana. Especially Śrīla Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Śrīla Prabhupāda Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, my Gurudev, and also my Shiksha Guru, or Śrīla Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Swami Maharaj, or you call him Prabhupāda. She was my friend, very bosom friend. She was my Shiksha Guru. So, she never dared to be like, disciple. Always in one seat, talking so much Hari Katha, making chapati, like friends, laughing, joking. He used to be very joking person, always his life. No false ego that I am so lovely, I am Guru and he also, you can know that he must have joked with your senior, his senior disciple. Not his love, very great and controlling anyone. Never control. By out of love. So, I always want to follow this. What I am telling, not of any word, not mine, but their words, their realization, their preaching. So, I request you to go very deep in his preaching. If you are always busy to take the meaning of his instruction outwardly, externally one, then you will be deceived. No. Deceived. And you will be cheated. So try to go in deep and try to understand him. He may still like other gurus in our Acharya Parampara. So many contradictory things for so many classes of devotees, grade of devotees, amateurs. But we will have to reconcile them. Not harmonize. Reconcile them. Why he is told here, this and here. So maybe he may tell it in different circumstances. Like, there are so many things in Srimad Bhagavata Chaitanya Charitamrita. Also, in Srimad Bhagavata we can see Krishna told to gopis, very dark night, very, very dangerous, forest, and so many beasts are here. And you saw that one, return back. And after that, Krishna asked me, when I told you to go? There was no dark night, no dangerous animals there, or full moon night, but he told that darkness. So I never told you to return back. But you have to. Why he told that time and why? You should not go from me. You should stay here. And we will join them. So everything depends on the qualification of devotees. This should be. Now I am coming to my class. Oh, in India, after Mahabharata, so bad days came. And once it was in the control of Mohammedan Muslim rulers. And at that time, in Bengal, there was a king, Muslim, Hussein Shah. Once he was making a very high tomb. So many thousands of workers were involved. So at first, masons were working so hard. When it was about to be completed, King himself went there on the high place, very high. And he saw that, oh, very wonderful they have done. In India there is no tomb like this. And he was appreciating the mason. But the head mason told that though it is so beautiful and so good, wonderful, but we can do more than this. Then at once king took the hands of that mission and he threw out from there. And he was killed. If they are here and not if in life, they can make more better than this. I cannot be here. So he killed him. And he was very angry. And at that time there was a person there. He is one of the personal assistant or anyone. He told, oh, you should go at once and bring. But what bring? He never. But else he should go. And by fear he ran from there. And thinking of what order he has given, what to bring. But he never thought that what. Then he was in very, very. And he left that place, that town. And he went to another town to save himself, thinking that path to that. Then, one day he was very worried and he was going through any road and he saw that, oh, there were two brothers, very beautiful. They were looking towards him. They saw that this man is very worried, so they called that person. There is the two boys, two brothers, they are like 16, 17 years. They called this person and told that, oh, I see you that every day you are here and there only, and you seem very worried. What is your life? They told, oh, I am the personal assistant of my King Hussain Shah Badshah. He told me to bring something, but what to bring, he never told. And out of fear, I fled away from there. If he will see me and search me, then he may kill me. So I am sure. Oh, can you tell when he gave you this order? Oh, where he was sitting or where he was and what doing. then they told all these things, that on the throne he is there. And there he killed that messenger and he ordered. Oh, to bring. Oh, you should not bring. You should take very expert messengers from here, two messengers, and at once go and tell king. And they told that, oh, in this town, a very expert two messengers are there, and he get them and told that you should go and tell king. Then he became so happy, but fearing even, and he went to king and told, oh, king, I have brought these two expert messengers. Hearing this, he began to laugh. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, how you knew my ways? Oh, I could not. But in that town, there are two brothers, very expert, very learned, though they are young, but they are very expert in all this. They know all kinds of languages, especially Sanskrit, or Urdu, Farsi, and all other languages, very expert. Then he told, oh, I wanted this, but at that time I was worried that I told you to bring, but I did not tell you to. What to bring. Oh, they seem very wonderful and very intelligent. Oh, you should go again and request them, that both brothers should come to me, and they should be. Can you tell who were they? Not that. Amar and Santosh. Santosh, Sanatan Goswami. Amar Sanatan Goswami and Santosh Rup Goswami, two brothers. The officer went there and requested them, and a special arrangement he brought them to the king. And he questioned so many questions, and they answered to the point. At once he was very charmed, and he kept them in their kingdom like the rich horse and Sakshan. Private secretary and prime minister. Rup Sanatan Goswami was prime minister. And Rup Goswami, private secretary. Oh, there were three brothers. And as far as I know one sister. So they were working as chief minister and private secretary. So many years they did. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taking sannyas from Puri, he returned. After sannyas, he went to Puri, and from Puri he went to south, and he met with Raya Ramananda. And then he returned to Puri, and again he declared, I am going to Vrindavan. And he was coming. But he was coming at the route, by Ganges. He came first to the bank of Ganges from Puri, and from there he was coming to Vrindavan. When he came to reach to Kanaiya Nathsala, about the kingdom of Kushensha, so much crowd was there with Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Charitamrita has written, more than lakh were always all falling, and they were coming there. Always Kirtan, Harikatha, when they reached to Kanaiya Lakshala, the name of that place was Mohammedan name. But Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami changed. They made it Kanaiya Nathsala. They made there Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, and all these things. Ramkeli. So,
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with so much followers in the night, Rupa and Sanatan, they changed their dresses and they took dhoti and shorts and very simple. And they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also Anupam and his son Jiva Goswami, very little boy, baby. Less than 2 years. He was in their lap. And they gave this Jiva Goswami in the feet of lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, after that, Sanatana Goswami told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm telling very brief. He told that this is not process to go Vrindavan. This is not the process to go Vrindavan. How to go? Alone. Oh, like a street beggar. Not taking so much money or money and any opulence. You will see Rukunathan how they came to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu also. So this is not the way that with thousands and thousands of crowds you are going to Vrindavan. Because so many problems will come. Here also. Or you are so many, more than 200. So some problems are here. Where to stay, where to host, where to for prasadam here and there. It may be that some will be very sick, then doctors will be needed, so many problems. And for alone, nothing. Nothing in pocket. Where it will be nice, he will stay, and he can bake one chapati anywhere. In the houses of devotees. So, nothing is needed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, oh, you are very intelligent. I am doing next day. If I am going like so, or any king may think that I am going to inherit his kingdom. Also Sanatana Goswami told that, oh, this is the fact I came to you. Hussain Sahib Asa dictated me to go and search who is he and how so many persons are. Does he want to invade me? Attack me? Yes. So, Sanatana Goswami told, better you should go alone. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided, oh, I should return to Puri. And from there, again, next year, I will go to Vrindavan. So he returned back. Was this journey in vain? His purpose was soft. Purpose. Bhavad Vidha, Bhagavata, Siddhi, Bhuti, Siddhani, Santa, Sain, Akadasi. What is the meaning?
That personality is such as yourself, a place of holy pilgrimage. That indeed, you purify, Chaitanya Chaitanya, you purify the holy places by your presence. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you purify the holy places of pilgrimage because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated within your heart.
There is no anything, no self-interest. Personally, I have no interest. No self again. Nothing. In these old days, you know how troublesome for me to go if prepared. So Narada Rishi, Sukadeva Goswami, even they don't want any cloth. Nothing. Why they are only going here and there? Bhav Vidha, Bhagavata, Siddhi Bhuta, Swayam Prabhu. Siddhi Kurvan, Siddhani, Santas, Ena, Gadar. Pure devotees, they have no worldly desire, except, oh, I want to serve. So they keep Krishna and control in their heart. Always Gadadhrita. What is the meaning of Gadadhrita? Gadadhrita? You know? With Gada club and serving whole world. This is one meaning, general meaning. But for pure devotee, oh, there will be respect. But who speaks very sweet with Bansi? He speaks Radhe Radhe. Oh, South, Kalindi. Kalindi, Gange, Jamune, Pishangi, like this. And also Gopi, Radhe, Lalite, Vishakhe. And they at once accepted them this. So by Bansi, he speaks so sweet. He is Gadadhrita. So, the pure devotees, high class of devotees, always keeping this Krishna with Radhika and Gopi in their hearts. And by this, wherever they go, this place becomes Tirtha. Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani. Even to Tirth, they make holy place. How? By their lotus dust feet. They have nothing to take anywhere, only to give. What? This pure dust. Swamiji never came for any his self-interest, never, not for name and fame, out of what? To serve the order of his Gurudev, to preach this mission. And that is why he attracted out lakhs and lakhs of devotees. Oh, in couple of years, you know, in couple of years. He never wanted anything for his own, never. And that is why very soon he preached the mission. So at the Bodhi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there, wanted to sprinkle his mercy in the hearts of Rupa Sanatana and also Jiva. Then he told to them very secretly, I want that you should give up this job. I am going to Vrindavan. I want that you should meet me in Vrindavan. Be straight there and come to me. I will come alone there and you should meet me. And then he left. At once, one order was sufficient for them. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, they followed very strictly. They wanted to how they can meet in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he is in Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu returned to Puri and next year he has started alone with very dangerous forest where elephants, tigers, bears, gandhars and all that there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no weapon, no gun or pistol or anything. But of pistol of frame and love. Always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. Then Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Krishna Kesava, Sahi Maam, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava. Pai Rakshana. Pahiman, what is the meaning of Pahiman?
Bravely?
Huh?
Bravely?
No. I'm offering myself totally. Pahi, Pahi. I'm offering everything. Now, I'm not mine. I'm of you. This is called Pahi. Like Draupadi. Oh. Prahinanda, Prahinanda, send me. I cannot save me myself. Now I have given fully in your lotus feet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why he? What is his problem that he is falling like this? Why? Oh, separation mode. He has taken training in the school of Vishakha. Raya Ramananda. And now he is feeling separation so much that I myself is Radhika. And so much separation was for Krishna. Always he was feeling that. So in forest also. Oh, he saw the forest. And oh, this is Vrindavan. A river. Oh, Kalindi is here. Some mountains. Oh, Giriraj Govardhan. Some cows, oh, this is the cows of Krishna. Cowherd boys, oh, these are friends of Krishna. And he used it. Weep bitterly and call, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Tamam Pahina. Tigers even slipping in the way. If touched by Mahaprabhu feet, they used to. Oh, chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna like. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Ram. Well, he used to speak and to chant Hare Krishna loudly, whole forest used to follow him. What? Echo. Echo used to. And whole creatures, whole creepers, trees and animals, grasses even, they used to hear and at once he knew it. Miracle he did. In the here, other hand, anyhow he reached to Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami knew it, and anyhow he resigned, gave up this book, and with his younger brother Anupam, oh, he went to his house. This is the process that Rupa Goswami did. You can follow process if you want, if you eager to follow. He went to his native place. He had so much money. He divided into two and gave it to his family and told that you should maintain your life like this. And half of this he kept with for the training of Jiva Goswami, for his education. And he took 7,000 golden coin with him. He kept in where he was at first, in capital, Ramkeli Gram. Oh, that if any need, Sanatan Goswami can be helped by that. And when he came, left, he wrote a letter to Sanatan Goswami. Then he became like a beggar, street beggar, no, nothing in his pocket, no shirt, nothing, only some worn and torn cloth, dhoti only, and one shawl, nothing else. If anything, oh, he can beg here and there. One chapati, two chapati, not more than that. They went to Vrindavan, and in the way they wrote a letter and sent to Sanatana Goswami. He wrote only not for only some letters, 5 or 6 letters he wrote that anyone cannot understand. If king may see, or he cannot understand. Oh, he wrote K, letter K, Ma. And then saw and so many letters, 6 or 7 letters. And these made one poetry or slok. So, where went Madhupuri, the capital place of Krishna? Swagata Jadupuri. Understand? Once upon a time, Mathura was the kingdom of like whole India. Dwarka was also. Ajodhya was also. But now desert. Where they went? Where Ram came, went, and where Krishna, his kingdom, his so beautiful palaces, where they are now? What is the meaning? If Ravan went, Ram went, and his all appellants went, oh, you like a poor in front of them. So you should think this. And at once you should give up your whole thing, your appearance, your position and everything, and come to Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, he read this and he knew what Rupa Goswami had told. And at once he decided to give up his post and everything. He was not going in council of kings. But he told that I am sick, and he was not sick. What he was doing? Bhagavat, hearing and telling. So many learned scholars of Bhagavatam were there, devotees, and he was discussing voluntarily. Not anything, no problem, nothing. Always he was thinking in the ocean of love and affection. King himself came to see what he is doing. Then king told, I'm going to a war in Odisha to invade Jagannath Puri, so you should come with me. He told flatly, I cannot go to attack Jagannath Puri. Never. I don't want to be a minister, your minister, prime minister. You can give this position to anyone. Now I cannot study. Then king told that, you are my elder brother. I depend on you, and you are like telling like this. If you are not obeying me, then what do you know? I am a ruler. I will give you punishment. And then he gave it. He put him in jail, and he went there. Sanatana Goswami was very happy. You know, it has been written there, Raja more priti kare ye more bandhan. Oh, wife is loving so much me, then it is bondage for me. The father is loving, it is bondage for me. What is the poem and you should explain? Raja more priti kare ye more bandhan, you know? Oh, listen. And you can follow. What? Raja more priti kare ye more bandhan means if Raja, king, has so much affection for me, he is giving me so much money, so much post, but it is bondage for me. If wife has so much love for any husband, and the husband wants to be a pure devotee, or this is bondage for him. Very big obstacle. If he has child and very, very loving, then this love is like a bondage. He cannot do bhajan. So Sanatana Goswami is telling, anyhow I should do something that he should be angry with me. You know, there was a devotee, age was about 100, and he wanted to take sannyas, but his wife was so loving, But when he used to take sannyas, he used to make some obstacles.
Huh?
One day, he put fire in his room and took chadar and he was sleeping, posing like sleeping. So fire was coming very strong and his wife saw, at once entered the room, "Oh, you are sleeping? Oh, so much big fire here. You should get this place and you should go out of here." When she told him, he came out of, at once came out, out of house, and he told that, "Oh, you have now told me that go out of house, then I will not never return to house. Please, I am going." And saying this, he left his wife off, was waiting. But he told that, "You have ordered me, so I am following you." And he went to Kashi and took sannyas from Madhavendra Puri. You know Madhavendra Puri? And he was Vallabhacharya. And he took sannyas and next day, oh, he left his body. So sometimes, of pure devotees who want to serve Krishna socially, or they make cheat others by these things. So Sanatana Goswami wanted to cheat the king and he wanted to make the king angry, and he became angry, and then he gave, or first gave 5,000 golden coins to the jailer. You know jailer? Jailer. And he was not satisfied. Oh, help me because I have given this post to you, Sanatana Goswami told. Then you will have some security. I will not be here. I will be the Muslim Barbarian, mendicant. And I will not be in India. I will go to Makkah. So please help me, because he was known then. So he became happy. But even he was sharing of him, then more, two more thousand of golden coins. Then some water came his, from his tongue and mouth. "So much money I have never seen in my whole life. I cannot make so much money in my whole life. A king will be, will come and be angry and he will take my post. No harm. I can maintain myself." So he left Sanatana Goswami and he, with one servant, he was coming to Vrindavan. What became? You know? What became? When he left,
so when Sri Sanatana Goswami, he escaped from the prison, he could not go to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the main road because he would be caught. So he was going through forest areas, very dangerous places. And he came to one district called Patara. When he came into this district, he was approached by a very wealthy landlord, powerful landlord there, who offered to, he told him, "Oh, you can stay with me tonight. I will give you some ingredients, you can cook for yourself, you can take prasadam, and in the morning I will send my men with you and they will escort you over this very dangerous tract of land, over the hills." So Sri Sanatana Goswami, hearing this, at first he agreed, and he went, he cooked, took prasadam, and when he went to take bath, he was thinking to himself very deeply, because he had been the Prime Minister of Nawab Hussain Shah, so he knew politics, he knew the art of diplomacy. So he is thinking to himself, "Why will this person offer to help me for no reason? He must have some motivation." So Sri Sanatana Goswami was very intelligent. He returned back to the place where he was staying, and there he approached his servant Ishan, and he inquired from Ishan, Oh, are you carrying with you any valuable things? Ishan, the servant of Sanatana Goswami, told him, oh yes, my Prabhu, I have 7 gold coins. Why did you bring this with you? Why are you carrying this wealth? This wealth is like Yamaraj himself. Certainly, anyone might kill us for this. So this is a very dangerous thing. Give me the coins right now. So then Ishan, he took those gold coins and he gave them to Sri Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami immediately went to the landlord and he told him, here, I want you to take this. I have 7 gold coins. I will give you this, and for the sake of religious principles, please escort us through this very dangerous tract of land. Then that landlord, by the association of Sanatana Goswami, whose heart was so pure, who was so saturated in Krishna prema, his influence was so powerful.
Not Krishna prema, but anyhow.
Influence. His influence, being such a pure devotee, was so powerful that the heart of this landlord melted and he began to confess. He said, oh, you have saved me from a very sinful act. Tonight, this very night, I was about to kill you and take your money. I have an assistant who is an astrologer. He knows the art of astrology. And he had already informed me that 2 travelers were coming this way and they were carrying with them 8 gold coins. Not 7. They're carrying with them 8 gold coins. So we made a plan to intercept you, give you a place to stay, and in the night we would have killed you and taken your money. But you've been so merciful to me, and you've saved me from this very sinful act. Surely I would have gone directly to hell for this. Sanatana Goswami said, oh, you should accept this money and thereby save me from being killed by someone else. Because if I keep this money with me, it is certain that someone else will try to kill me for this. So you should take this money. So then, that person, he accepted the money from Sanatana Goswami, and he escorted him over that dangerous tract of land. After they passed through that region and the men had gone, then Sanatana Goswami, he called his servant Ishan. Said, oh Ishan, come here. This gold coin, I know that you have with you some balance, because Ishan had not been thoroughly honest. He had told Sanatana, oh, I have 7 gold coins, and given him 7, but he had kept one secretly. So what was his intention? He was thinking, oh, I'll give him 7 gold coins and I'll keep one, because in the future a very difficult situation may come, and by this gold we can buy anything that we need and solve the problem. I'll use this gold in his service. He was not selfish. He thought, I will use this one gold coin in the service of Sanatana Goswami. But Sanatana Goswami told him, oh Ethan, this one gold coin, you should keep it with you and you should return to your home.
You are not qualified to be with me. You are depending on money, not on Krishna. So I don't want a person like you. You cannot help me. Or you will make so many problems. If you want to be a pure devotee, you should call Sanatana Goswami, Goswami Raghunath Das Goswami. What they did, you should call. And if you are not going, then actually, oh no, Krishna prema is very hard. Go on.
So hearing this, Ishan, his heart was broken. He began to cry, oh please don't send me away. I only want to serve you. But Sanatana Goswami was very strong, very strict. He said, no, you keep this coin and you return to your home. Because the devotee, he surrendered completely to Krishna. Rakshishtati Vishwaslo, Gopishtai Bharanam Tata. The devotee thinks, Krishna is my only maintainer. Krishna is my only protector. And if I take shelter of money, if I take shelter of opulence, if I take shelter of my own intelligence, oh, Krishna is sure to neglect me. I don't want that Krishna will neglect me, so I will neglect all of these things. And Krishna is sure to take care of me. Ananya Sintayam Somam, Yei Jana Pariyupasate, Sesanityabhyuktanam Yogasthayam Avyahamyam. So in this way, Sanatana Goswami continued on his journey towards Vrindavan, following the path along the Ganges, alone.
Then he came to
As he continued, he came to the one town, it is called Hajipur. So in Hajipur, there he met with Sri Kanta. Sri Kanta was the husband of the sister of Sanatan Goswami, his brother-in-law. And he was working in government service. He was there and he had 3 lakh gold coins. 300,000 gold coins. At that time, this is an inconceivable amount of wealth. The king had given him this money to purchase horses for the Muslim government. So he was there buying horses and sending them to the emperor. So when Sanatan Goswami came and met with his very wealthy and very aristocratic, highly positioned brother-in-law, his brother-in-law was very happy to meet with him. He told
but
him...
Sanatan Goswami was more than him. Yes.
Yes.
But he has left now and he has become like a saint.
So Sanatan Goswami, he was in a higher position, he was the Prime Minister, but he had left that very high position and became like a street beggar. His brother-in-law told him, oh, you became dirty and your cloth is all ruined. We will give you very nice cloth, fine clothing, and you should stay here for some time with me and live like a very aristocratic gentleman. Sanatan Goswami said, no, I will not stay here for 1 second, not 1 second. Help me to cross over the Ganges and I will continue on my journey.
Why? 1 minute he will let him stay there. Why 1 minute? Bad association. Even the association of his brother-in-law was not helpful for him. So he made request that you should return.